Give us.
It's like tuned in on Saturday. I was insane. I was insane. I was insane. I was insane. Till I wrote weekly songs. I was a dong. I was a dong. I was a dong. I was a dong. Heard the apocalypse could save
the thoughts in our brains.
The thoughts in our brains.
The thoughts in our brains.
The thoughts in our brains. Tune in, soothe your brain. Tune in, kill your pain. Tune in, kill your pain. Tune in, kill your pain.
Tune in, kill your pain.
Voices and chills. Pleasure and pills. I hear them still. I hear them still. I hear them still.
And then the last one once more. Not yet.
Voices and chills. Pleasure and pills. I hear them still. I hear them still. I hear them still.
That sounded all right.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You don't want to do it again, do you?
No, I don't want to do it again.
You are listening to the...
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Which usually starts out by playing some classical music, so...
Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Enjoy it. I feel like we should have a little bit of... disclosure that we here at the Apocalypse
are
going to be able
to
bring you a lot more content, because recently we signed a deal which is going to make everything easier for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah. And it's going to just make it so that like we don't really have to worry about being fucked with a man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm. All the bonus content that you guys have missed out on by not subscribing on patreon.org. All the bonus content. I mean, did you guys know that we do another show every time we do a show?
An entire
other
show.
But you don't get it.
Haven't heard of.
Yeah, for our Patreon subscribers. Yeah. But, I mean, what a fucking dumbass you've been the whole time.
This whole time.
I mean, we shouldn't have had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
You should have just fucking signed up.
We have Patreon
like good little
content.
Sheep.
Anyways,
yeah.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse. My name's Pat Hilsman. Yes, the Pat Hilsman. The famous and legendary investigative journalist. This is my co-host, Johnny B-Roll.
Oh, my name is Johnny B-Roll. Accept no substitutions.
Sophie.
I am Maxine. Maxine St. Louis. And I suck dick.
Oh, it's great to have you guys all here in the studio.
That's the best accolades I could think of, you know, really.
Our fans have been fucking up lately.
Oh, yeah. No,
they haven't been sending us enough spiritual energy.
That's true. They haven't. They've been withholding spiritually. We have felt that.
Dude, no surprise. I mean, they're just like such a bunch of lazy fucks, you know?
And we're fucking you, and you can't just give us only your body. We're people. We're people. Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know, we're a bunch of lazy fucks. Let's be real.
Yeah, but I mean, not like the audience. Not like the audience.
But we have a little more money, I thought. We have to disclose something.
That's right. Yeah. Guys, we have fucking such good news.
A new dawn.
Have you heard?
A new dawn has come to the Apocalypse.
A new dawn. A golden dawn, if you will.
Yeah. Yes,
almost like a new order.
Yeah.
It's almost as if something is blooming at the Apocalypse.
Yes. Ooh, yes. It's almost as though we're heading towards spring, you know, and I can already feel the bloom, like the bloom that will come is like already
absolutely
part of my cycle. And you know what else is? The icebergs that will melt.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And
so
the sexless marriages that will melt.
The what?
America will be turned on again.
Yeah, America. Oh. I feel like that's right. I feel like it's springtime, you know.
Oh my God.
And America is ready
to
be
fuck
horny again.
It is
America
a time
is
of
ready
fertility.
To fuck.
Yeah.
As the Christians remind us.
Yeah, that's true. It is a time of fertility.
With eggs. That's why we paint eggs, because it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about sex.
It's like, hey, godly people, be pregnant. What's your name? Oh, I'm Miranda. I'm your god. Why are you not pregnant? Well, I don't fucking know. I'm just not pregnant. Like, get pregnant! Now!
Well, you know what? Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's a reason why not enough people are getting pregnant. Maybe there's a reason why not enough people are fucking. Okay?
Hopefully a new spring will bloom.
I mean, yes, I'd love someone to fuck my mom.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. Someone to just be so horny.
She'd be a lot nicer to me. You know, I'm only a little girl.
They'll be like Mrs. St. Louis.
Oh. Bubbles in your computer.
Boom. Okay. Go.
Maxine, you were offering something insightful.
I was. I just think I'm going to feel so much more peaceful and at ease, you know, maybe due to all the orgasms, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that works really well.
Yeah. Well,
like
lucky. Lucky for you, there is a 2020 candidate who can make this a reality.
And we are lucky enough to work for him. Them, I mean.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Let's not assume anyone's pronouns here on the Apocalypse.
Yeah. No, we would never fucking do that.
We are social media managers.
Kind of
yeah.
Even okay. The ones that aren't professional.
All right, and with that, we announce that we are official employees of the Michael Bloomberg 2020 campaign.
Woo!
Guys, you know how we're social media influencers and shit?
Yes.
Yeah, well, get ready to be influenced.
Get influenced.
Pretty fucking hard.
And get ready to be fucking social.
Yeah.
So hard.
You sheep are fucking in for it. Okay, you thought you could get away with not listening to the Apocalypse. Well,
wait. Do they know? Listen, okay, Mike Bloomberg is not racist.
Yeah, that's true. Mike Bloomberg is not a racist. Everyone keeps saying that he's a racist, but he's not.
Mike Bloomberg, yeah.
He's not a racist.
Mike Bloomberg always carries condoms.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg has friends of all different backgrounds and creeds. He's even made love to some of them.
Yeah, Mike Bloomberg has been with all different body types.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg is the guy at the party with the coke and the weed, and he's gonna fucking rail lines off of your tits real soon.
Mike Bloomberg is gonna do coke with you.
Mike Bloomberg is gonna fuck your mom.
Mike Bloomberg is DTF, and that stands for down to fuck.
Hashtag Mike Bloomberg DTF.
Mike Bloomberg eats ass. We know Woo! All you little fucking Gen Zers love that shit. And Mike Bloomberg is gonna fucking do it. Yum, yum, yum. It's Mike Bloomberg. He'll get it done.
Mike Bloomberg loves people with all holes. He fucks all holes.
Mike Bloomberg loves a good spit roast.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg isn't even afraid to make love to older women and mature ones.
Just ask your dad.
Yeah. Just ask your dad. Mike Bloomberg could be back home right now spit roasting a bunch of hot babes. But instead, he's working for your rights.
How are you going to pay him for that, little girl?
Yeah.
Whether it's paying for your breast implants or satisfying a woman orally, Mike Bloomberg is going to get it done.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders is a fucking communist who wants to make you a cog in an evil socialist machine that's fueled by the blood of American workers. But Mike Bloomberg has a big fucking dick.
Bernie Sanders is a fucking pussy. Yeah. Mike Bloomberg has a thick capitalist cock. And he's gonna shove it down your throat.
Bernie Sanders wants to tell you the world is round. You know that's just a hologram put there by the lizards.
Yeah.
Believe
and also,
it or not.
Speaking of the lizards, Mike Bloomberg is not one of them. Unlike many other billionaires, Mike Bloomberg is not descended from the reptilian bloodline.
But if
all
you
right.
wanna pull out the reptilian dildo in your spit roast, cause Mike Bloomberg is for the dykes, yeah. you can do that.
Mike yeah. Bloomberg taught a bunch of you to make love. Before that, you wouldn't even consider spit roasting with your local friends. But now it's done everywhere and in public.
Bernie Sanders is a fucking little pussy bitch who would never fuck your mom and come in her mouth right in front of you. But Michael Bloomberg sure as hell will.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg, he's got a big dick.
Bernie Sanders has never spit roast anything in his life.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders can't even fucking spit roast a turkey.
Exactly.
Mike Bloomberg is strong like a mule, but like a mule with a big fucking dick.
Yeah, yeah. A mule that fucking can impregnate anything, unlike regular mules that are sterile.
Mike Bloomberg doesn't even need Viagra.
Mike Bloomberg, he's fucked a million women without a condom, and he's got no diseases.
Yeah, Mike Bloomberg, he's immune to fucking everything. He's gonna cure the coronavirus.
Unlike Bernie fucking Sanders with his little bitch-ass heart attack.
Mike Bloomberg will reward you with 72 virgins in the afterlife. Yeah. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Michael
Bloomberg is not Islamophobic. In fact, he endorses strict Sharia law. 9 out of 10 radical jihadists love fucking Mike Bloomberg.
Mike Bloomberg gets a boner for veiled women.
Unlike most billionaires, Mike Bloomberg is not descended from reptiles.
Yeah. Take that, lizards. Yeah, you thought you were going to get... But Bernie Sanders is, and we all know why. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. But if you're a good enough little girl, Michael Bloomberg has all the money to get you into a great school. Did Daddy get into another drunk driving accident? Well, if you're good, Bloomberg can buy off all those cops.
Michael Bloomberg is your daddy, and he thinks that you've been a bad little girl. And you know what happens to bad girls?
Bad girls get punished.
Yeah.
You know what happens to good girls?
What happens to good girls?
They get punished even harder.
By Daddy Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hashtag Bloomberg.
You know, I used to be an incel, but now that I work for the Mike Bloomberg campaign, I'm a Chad.
You got spit roasted twice last week.
I used to have a really hard time keeping my dong satisfied and meeting women. But now, thanks to Bloomberg, I'm getting pussy shoved in my face 24/7. Yeah.
I didn't even know how good a dick could feel in my asshole. But since I've been working for Bloomberg, woohoo, booty ho.
A bunch of gangsters from Russia fucking busted into my house the other day and tried to steal my shit. And then Mike Bloomberg just swooped in his fucking limo and then kicked the shit out of it. And then because I was so frightened from the attack, I wasn't able to get hard. But then he made love with my wife until she came. So I was like, what a guy.
Michael Bloomberg snorted cocaine off my tram stamp with a $100 bill, and he let me keep it at the end.
Damn, yo, Michael Bloomberg is so fucking cool.
He's so cool.
Oh, man, I sure don't want to vote for that fucking communist Bernie Sanders.
What a fucking cuck.
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders, you know, he's all about, like, teaching you how to make love, but Mike Bloomberg is just going to swoop in and fuck you all.
Yeah, you think you're going to learn how to make love from Bernie Sanders? Shut the fuck up. You know that Mike Bloomberg has a fucking
stop lying to yourself.
He's around teaching all you how to make love.
Listen to your body. What is your fucking vagina saying? Vote Bloomberg.
But we can't do it without your help. Because Michael Bloomberg may be amazing at teaching everyone how to make love and to be satisfied, but he's only one man, and that's why we need you to get on the train. I'm Mike Bloomberg. Listen. I'm only one man. I can't teach all of you to make love. Please, give me some help here.
This message has been brought to you by the Bloomberg campaign. Bloomberg 2020.
Hashtag Bloomberg 2020.
I'm Michael Bloomberg, and I cannot teach you all to make love. Bernie Sanders says he'll fuck all of you. I'm more realistic. I can't teach you all to make love.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg, he can get it done. All right. Whoa, guys, stop the show.
Stop the show?
Stop the show. Oh, shit. Fuck. Whoa, guys, stop the show. Stop the show.
Shit.
Oh, God.
What is
Jesus,
it?
Jesus, guys.
What?
Stop the show. Stop the show.
What?
Okay,
what happened?
Okay.
What?
Everything's okay.
Is
everything's
it?
Okay.
Guys,
tell us what's wrong.
What's wrong?
So nice. You guys, stop the show. Thank you.
Did someone vote?
Guys, I got a fart.
Oh no.
Hang on.
Lie on your back and grab your legs like a little baby. Baby's pose or whatever the yogis call it.
Okay. Yeah. Just
let
it go.
Rock back and forth. Yeah,
just imagine.
Sing the ABCs.
Imagine our Lord and Master Michael Bloomberg just sinking his cock into your throat.
Oh man, no, I don't know.
Just let it all go. Let it all go.
No, he would like it. He would like it.
Oh, hang on, I'm gonna roll over on my side. Let's see if that helps the
what?
Fart come
why
in
don't,
faster.
I don't know. Why don't you squat? Why don't you squat like you're using one of those hipster potty totties, or they call them squatty potties.
Yeah, exactly. When you try to whisper things in my ear, I don't understand you, and it just creates dead air. So, okay. Anyway.
Okay, great. Oh, guys. How should I orient myself to get this fucking horrible, stinking, rancid fart out of me? That's preventing me from continuing doing community radio.
Squatty potty squat.
Oh, maybe I'll try. We should become sponsors for Squatty Potty once this Michael Bloomberg money runs out.
What did you say?
I bet you if somebody played some music, it would help me get this.
Farting music,
he will feel more relaxed.
We need other fart sounds so he feels like he's not the only fart in the room.
I don't want
to
feel like I'm the only person here that's living my best life and letting my farts out freely.
What's some nice like farting music? Are you feeling more aggressive or soft?
I'm feeling like it's gonna
be aggressive.
We got it.
Oh God.
All right, Pat. Listen. If you've survived Obama, you can do this.
Obama.
Oh, man.
This is very important.
Our terrorist socialist days, those were dark.
Community radio, you know? Sometimes community radio makes you gotta fart.
Sometimes it hurts your tummy.
Oh, my tummy hurts so much, and there's so much gas in it. It must be from not smoking weed at all.
It's true.
Yeah.
The weed will help.
Guys, we need to smoke some weed so that I stop farting.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
We don't want you to rupture your colon.
There's not enough. God. We need to be inhaling your farts as our leader.
Here at the ApocalyCast, if we're about one thing, it's not rupturing your colon. You know?
That's true. Keep it nice and intact.
Oh, guys. My belly hurts.
Oh, did you know that Mike Bloomberg is like an expert in which lube to use for butt sex?
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, super minimal discomfort.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well,
minimal
discomfort, you say? That would make a lot of sense. He's mastered.
Oh, yes, you know?
Every sexual encounter I have, including the ones that are with myself, involves so much discomfort.
No, you don't need to worry about that with Mike.
Wow.
You know how libertarians love Batman because they yearn for, like, a rich strong man to just come in and fix
everything?
And swoop
in and be the superhero.
That's like Michael Bloomberg, only with America's like, prudishness. Like leftover...
Michael Bloomberg
he's
is like
not
Batman.
Prudish, though. He'll fuck you.
Yeah, no.
That's what I mean. It's like America just has this prudishness that's left over from the puritanical era that we've never shaken. And Bloomberg is just going to come in like fucking Batman and fix it, man.
He's like Batman. Who isn't going to take any shit from the Palestinians?
He is like Batman, isn't he?
We're all going to be banging once he's president.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah, dude. By the way, everyone, we're banging.
We're banging.
Yo.
We at the ApocalyCast are banging.
We're banging like Batman.
However fucked up you think that it could be, it's much worse.
Wait, serious realization. I have gotten a lot more pussy since joining the ApocalyCast.
Of course. That's what the effect of the ApocalyCast has.
Wow.
Bros get laid because of the ApocalyCast, man.
That's like
damn.
You know how they say, like, you know, the Velvet Underground's first album, like, you know, only sold a few copies, but everyone who bought one started a band? It's like the ApocalyCast only has, like, 50 listeners, but every single one of them fucks us.
Well, and will die in obscurity and sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little sad because they're also fucking retarded, you know? But hey, you know, you take what you can get.
That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Anyway, Pat, listen. There's a much more pressing matter at hand.
Tell me.
Which is that you need to fart.
Oh, guys.
Oh, my God, you haven't farted yet?
We've been stalling.
It
crawled back
up
in there, but now I think it's coming back.
I think you need to rock around on your back.
This is the opportune time. It's approaching.
Sound effect.
We have about 30 seconds.
Jesus. Guys, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this fart out in time to save the ApocalyCast, because I heard that there's a special kind of rare fart that just festers inside of you for so long.
That's
true. Secular people don't believe in that kind of fart. And you know what's the thing that bothers me about secular people?
What is it, Pat?
Secular people, some of them think that things are good or that things are bad, right?
15 seconds.
And then sometimes secular people are happy or they're sad.
10 seconds.
But nothing for secular people is glorious.
Five. Four.
Jesus, help me fart.
Three.
Fart.
Fart. Two.
Fart.
Help me get this fart out, guys.
It's the opportune time.
This fart is explosive.
The time is
now. It's the real kind. We gotta get it out. Oh, God. Oh, I hope that I'm able to get this fart out of me before the entire ApocalyCast spaceship is destroyed and then crashes back into the planet.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, guys.
You're gonna kill me if you don't fart.
Help me. I've got to fart this toxic, dangerous fart out.
I'm not ready
quickly.
To die, please.
Johnny B-roll, get me to the airlock. That was a pretty fart. Oh, I think we can do this. Oh, that was good.
Oh, thank God.
I'm getting the fart out.
Oh, that's excellent, Pat. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent work. Beautiful.
Let's clear out.
Keep going.
Open the airlock.
You're almost there.
Everyone, hang on. Is everyone hanging on?
Yes.
This is just like in the movies.
Guys, let's prepare for radical decompression. Okay. We can't survive these farts much longer.
Okay.
God, it's
prepare.
Like, ooh,
prepare
it's
everyone
like
for radical decompression.
Farts has filled up the USS Apocalypse, the spaceship. Oh, it keeps coming out. There's nothing I can do. Oh, listen to the farts. Jeez. Oh, there goes the air. Out of the airlock. Guys, hold on.
We did it. We did it, everybody.
Guys, we did it.
Holy shit, everyone. Pat farted.
Squid.
Okay.
Squid is here?
Guys, I think it's time. It's time for us to have
Pat,
a medal given up to us.
Yeah, I know. Well, Reverend. Reverend, I bestow upon you this high civilian honor. In honor of your service to the Apocalypse, to all of mankind, but especially your service to Michael Bloomberg 2020.
Oh, Jesus.
Hashtag Mike 2020.
Guys, you guys are giving me a medal for my own show.
Yes.
You deserve it.
I do deserve it. That's true.
Yes.
You know? Huh. To deserve something.
You well, always
deserves a celebration.
You've been
an
building
honor.
You've been building up to this for so long.
You know, I've been building.
I'm building.
Up. But like, yeah, you're right. You know, thank you for this medal. I've tried to devote my life to Mr. Bloomberg and his fucking gigantic cock. You know?
Yes.
Jeez, I'm so glad that we saved our ship that we record on.
I'm so
glad,
too.
And that everything is ending well and that we're going to use Michael Bloomberg's money so that we can finally have a happy, dignified life.
Mike 2020. He'll fuck your mom.
He's going to fuck your mom in a way that your dad never could because your dad's a fucking pussy.
Fuck.
And it's a miracle that you were even born with his inferior penis.
In fact, Bloomberg might be your father.
Guys, I sure do hope that the submarine that we record on the Apocalypse, that we record the Apocalypse on, doesn't face like any issues. You know, let's ping some more of the sonar so that we can get a sense of what we're up against here. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we were in the water, and then we were in an airship. We were in space and everything.
When will community radio not have to hide in such extreme locations such as space and the water?
Well, you know, luckily we did some research and we found an area of the Arctic Ocean where there aren't any big giant killer squids.
Wow.
So, yeah, that we have done research.
That's
we
great.
Have instrumented.
Wow, no
we
shit.
Have, yeah, exactly. We're completely fucking safe.
You know, we keep getting attacked by squid.
Wait, what is that?
What was that noise?
Wait, shit. Okay.
That sounds like nothing to me. Listen,
yeah, that's nothing.
We found a part of the
hello, I have found you once again.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, guys.
Oh, fuck it. Okay.
I think I'm hearing a transmission.
Okay, false alarm, but we're just gonna...
Oh!
I come with news.
Oh, God.
No.
We're getting a transmission.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Pat, you know
it
what?
It is Squid from the Biden campaign.
You're the one who told us it was okay to be here.
I thought this was a squid-free zone.
Oh, fucking hell.
Listen. I was from Biden, but I have heard the Bloomberg ads.
Shit.
Jesus, the Bloomberg ads.
Jesus Christ. They said it would attract
all kinds of... I know we have been enemies in the past.
Yes, we have been. We hate squid. Fucking squid fucking with the Bloomberg
but
campaign.
But what if we came upon a deal?
No, fuck that. We don't trust you. Like in 2016, Squid supported.
Do you know how many arms I have to vote with?
Jesus Christ, that's true. That's how they count votes in America.
Yes.
Every two arms gets a vote. So you know, I get 1.5 votes because of my dick, eh?
I have a secret about the pizza place where they have the satanic orgies.
Jesus, please. Did they run out of kids?
No, the kids are diverse. Every color represented.
Oh, that's good. That's super progressive. Great. Yeah.
I can bring this and more to the Bloomberg campaign, and Biden will lose and go down as a forgotten groper.
But how will we be able to match Biden when he has all that money from the DNC and he has all the energy that he sucked out of children that he's kidnapped and turned into living zombie husks?
I will help cast a campaign that paints him as a unfuckable cuck.
That, You know, I heard rumors about that, that Joe Biden does love it when a fucking parade of foreigners bangs his wife.
Oh, yes. No, he hates it. But Bloomberg sees, you know, foreigners and domestic all the same.
I hear that Bloomberg doesn't kink shame. If I want the foreigners to fuck my wife, he like, okay.
To Bloomberg, yeah. Foreigners' cocks are just cocks that are going to go into his wife.
Exactly. I will let you live. I will let you live. If you let me and Auntie in Bloomberg.
To Michael Bloomberg, all cocks are just potential servants.
Tell him you mentioned tentacles earlier. I can help.
Michael, listen.
Without reptilian, no Clinton, just squid.
Bloomberg does love tentacles. He is the natural enemy of squid, it's true. But
are we ready to make a Faustian bargain just in order to get rid of squid?
Here. Squid bong?
Squid bong. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, squid. When you take a hit out of a bong, what part of your body?
That. You can just clear that, yo. Yeah.
We here at the podcast smoke weed.
Oh my god. They killed me.
What are you, a little bitch, squid? You don't know how to smoke anything? Oh wow, it looks like we've...
You can just pull it and clear that shit, man.
No, that's for fucking pussies. That's like somebody that would submit to the squid in 1 second is going to do it. Listen.
This, Pat, are you really sure? I mean, are you really sure you're willing to make this Faustian bargain with
a squid?
Faustian bargain with a de facto oligarch just to get rid of the squid?
What's better to you? A Faustian oligarch, right? A squid or a fucking communist in the White House? I won't have that, man. Listen.
I will give you Putin's ballerinas.
Done.
I mean, listen.
Bloomberg 2020.
I mean, the squid might be pretty bad, but we can't just go with a you know, it's either this monster or it's that monster.
Listen,
okay?
Squid. Hey, squid.
Or it's that.
Squid. I have a
question. Syphilitic Bernie Sanders.
Squid, if you help us in the Bloomberg 2020 campaign to defeat Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, what percentage of our children's DNA will have to be squid after you make love to them?
Only 70% of the males.
What about the females?
We don't care.
Oh, really? So the females will just... Each generation of the females will just be like 0% squid?
We just want new females each time to fuck new ones. You know, you get bored of
so
the old pussy.
So they're just empty vessels just for
yes,
squid?
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
I'm kind of liking this. I don't know. What do you think?
Let me just say something. I do not believe that we have to choose between oligarch...
Who let Bernie Sanders in?
Between oligarch and squid.
Oh, it's Bernie Sanders preaching his anti-squid communist
the
propaganda.
The squid have never liked Bernie, never. He has no money.
I believe that the American people are faced with a false choice in order to divide us up. And the solution here is simply to...
What's the opposite of diving?
You want to make me a slave in your capitalist...
I believe the solution is to elevate. We will all rise. The squid will not survive. And all of us will breathe fresh air once more.
You hear this? Everybody gets a medal shit. Pat, did you not enjoy just getting your medal?
I sure did.
Didn't you feel special? What if we give medals to everyone? This is what Bernie Sanders wants.
Yeah, the Bloomberg campaign... had squid coming to offer me fucking medals. What do you got, Bernie?
I believe we can cast off the squid and all crew members will breathe fresh air, not just the millionaires and billionaires.
Have you ever spit roasted your wife?
Just because I have never spit roasted does not mean I cannot pilot a goddamn submarine.
Have you ever... Yeah, Bernie, have you ever spit-roasted your wife the way that the co-hosts of the Apocalypse do?
Listen, with all due respect, that's
that
a bit of...
The way Michael Bloomberg does?
Sanders, the American people deserve to know that Michael Bloomberg fucks your wife.
With all due respect, I think my sex life is private. My ability to operate the controls of this submarine is the issue at hand. That is what the American people care about, not... This puppet, not this pageantry you speak of.
Jesus Christ. It's true. He is kind of a fucking square, and he's not going to, like, go around banging everyone's wife the way
no.
that Michael Bloomberg is.
No.
But he probably can't fix this situation with the submarine.
When I can't
win a war if a man can't fuck your wife.
When I am captain of this submarine, I am not going to run around fucking everybody on it, I'm going to pull the levers and get the squid away. I know that hurts your feelings.
Are you telling me that I have to vote between Sanders and Squid?
Yes. Yes.
We believe this is a true choice between alternatives.
Jesus Christ, people talk about the Democratic Party and, like, how it's changed, you know, and how, like, people's perspectives are not the same as they always were. Like, my parents felt one way, you know, and, like, I always, like, saw, like, America as, like, hopeful but still kind of evil and, like, an empire. And, you know, I always thought that I would be choosing between the capitalist class and, like, the workers and the people and then liberals and then, that, you know, between education and ignorance and between, like, racism and hope. But I never thought that it would come to this, that I have to be choosing between Squid and Stalinist communism. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Oh,
what
God.
The hell?
Oh, God fucking damn it. The comparison to authoritarian communism is ridiculous.
Squid,
when will we be set free?
Money and drugs and little children.
Listen, dude, you, Bernie.
Stop denying what's in your genitals and get on board, man.
I want to support you, dude, but you're a communist.
Ugh.
You know, like
no ration of sex, as much drugs as you want.
Are we really so ignorant that we are going to discuss the distinction between authoritarian communism and democratic socialism?
Yeah, we are.
Just come straight to me.
Squid, dude. Hey, Squid.
We dance.
Got ink?
Ooh, yeah, got ink, man.
You got ink, right? Lots of it. Hey, Bernie, do you have any ink?
I have a plan.
None
to provide fresh air for all this crew.
What if you were trapped in the wilderness and you need to write your plan down and you
didn't have any ink? Listen to me, man. You're gonna die soon. We take the babies. We're already on another planet. This Earth is fucked. Let's have a party.
Hey, Bernie, I think what she's offering to me as the squid candidate, right, is the ability for her to sort of, like, morph my brain into her consciousness, right?
Yes.
And then, like, split it off into different seeds after you're impregnated by another squid. Is that what
yes,
I understand? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got for me, fucking commie?
This is not what the American people want. What the American people want is fresh air, equitable access to health care, and eventually finding a place where there are no squid.
What a fucking bunch of dog shit. Why would I bet everything on the tiny, infinitesimally small hope that the Earth is saved?
It's not saved. Join the party, man. Join
the
party. We have so many more planets. Underwater? You can go underwater with your new squid jeans?
Is it true that you squid can just eat whatever the fucking junk is up in the ocean?
We eat whatever, we fuck whatever, we take whatever.
Dude, the squid are doing whatever the fuck they want, and you're gonna
No government telling us no.
Stalinist communism, Jay?
This is a plan to divide us up. The squid want
yeah,
to
only
rape
party
us.
Who you want
this
party
is
with,
what
man.
They do
you can
every
kick all
time.
The losers out the door, just the cool kids. Come on.
We
come
reject
on.
The squid's false promises. We want to find a safe harbor where there are no squid.
You can do whatever
and where
you
we
want
can go out
party.
We can go out drinking and clubbing.
Follow your dreams.
Have you ever listened to Major Lazer?
No, I don't listen to Top 40 music. I only listen
Major
to
Lazer.
College radio.
Yeah, I knew the squid would like DJ stuff.
I only
love
listen
Major
to
Lazer.
Indie radio.
Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous. What the fuck?
I've practiced the dances from the music videos, even.
I can't believe my mother came to this country believing in democracy, only to have me to have me choose between
your
a fucking Maoist cop.
Listen, did your mother escape a communist country for you to rejoin a communist party?
Yeah, I escaped France.
Not me.
No. No, she didn't. She want you to be free.
Yeah,
excuse
my mom
me.
Was like, let's get
Not
out of
me.
France.
Us. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I fucked your mommy.
Squid have fucked so many of my female relatives. It's just one of those things. Fuck, I don't know.
My parents came to America fleeing Squid. The idea that I do not know the true enemy is false. I want to start a revolution to bring us to a safe harbor where we can do the Apocalypse
oh, come on, Bunny.
Without
You're cool.
harassment
you come
from Squid.
Too. You vote for Bloomberg too.
Mr. Sanders,
how you feel about joining my team?
When the sun is gone, right, and like the Earth has been like more or less turned into like a toxic apocalyptic wasteland, right? How will we survive? I feel that we're humans, right? We need to eat like plants and shit. We need stuff that has photosynthesis. We need to be attached to the sun, right? We need that fucking sun.
We do. Well,
when the sun is gone, what's your plan, Bernie?
Hell if I know.
Well,
hey Squid, do you have a plan?
It's times like these.
Yeah, Squid, let's hear your plan.
My plan is that I can regenerate, so I chop off a limb and then we grow it and eat it. Okay. I don't need the sun. Fuck the sun.
Whoa. Fuck the sun.
Fuck
You're
the sun.
If I vote for you and human beings are assimilated.
We build a new sun.
Will we still be hot? Will we still be fuckable?
Yeah, man.
Squid?
Yeah, man.
Bernie, what's your view on this?
Fine. Go with the squid. See if I fucking care. Someday you'll get it. Someday you'll get it. You're just not as enlightened as us leftists.
How do you feel about, like, Secretariat of Agriculture?
Mr. Sanders.
You're all fucking cowards.
Mr. Sanders, I'm a postal worker, and I want to know, how do you feel about human mammal chimeras? We've already heard your opinion on human squid chimera, that you're against it. Now, how do you feel if we were to just simply, like with a bunny rabbit, like if there was a sexy woman, right, and I wanted her to be like part rabbit, you know? Like, it would really bother me if like her body was rabbit, you know, but it wouldn't bother me if like her hands were like rabbit or like she had little rabbit ears. Like, that would still be sexy, or maybe just like a little bit of rabbit fur, you know? I feel like I could completely be down with like a mammal human chimera. Like, that shit would be fucking hot. Like, imagine making love to a woman that was 10% cat. Wow,
that would be
fucking great. I don't want 50% cat. That's crazy, right? But like 10% cat, you can get down with it, right?
So, yes.
We understand how you feel about squid human chimeras. I understand that squids and humans are not similar. And as a voter that works for the postal office, these types of chimeras matter to me because I deal with a lot of squid. You know, so I understand that you're against it because they're different than us and they feel differently. But how do you feel about like human bunny chimeras? Is what I'm saying, as a postal worker.
Are you asking me about furries?
No, I'm asking you about crossbreeding.
I know exactly what you're asking about.
Yeah, come on,
it's
squid.
Good.
Let's hear your plan for this shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's my plan.
You're down with it, yeah?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, this is amazing, dude. We're going to make love to rabbit women.
It's so stupid that these women, they were animal tail butt plugs.
Fine,
like,
fuck all of you. Fuck off. Stay on the submarine with your human-animal hybrids. Fucking cowards. Fucking cowards would rather go with the devil that you know than create an equitable society.
Listen, I would rather live in a fucking submarine making love to human rabbit chimeras with a tail. Can you imagine a woman with a cute little bunny tail? It would be adorable.
You can get butt plugs.
Right? No. I want the real tail.
Exactly.
No, I want it to be part of her genetic structure, which is why chimeras are so important to me. You know? So, if I have to choose between that, living down in a fucking submarine under the water with an alarm going constantly and never ceasing, never able to sleep, always having to listen to the sonar going off forever, just fucking cat women, fucking bunny women, like fucking like badger men, like it would be very interesting.
This is the part where people
it would be
can't.
it would be a lot of fucking with weird human animal hybrids down in that fucking submarine if we
Definitely.
Side with the squid.
That's a good thing.
Right, but if we side with Sanders, we get Maoism.
Yeah.
And fucking communism. But we're gonna go out and just kill people for being intellectuals because they wear glasses. You know? Is that what's next? Fucking, he's gonna be like, everyone that doesn't wear glasses, except for me, gets killed? That's what we want from fucking Bernie Zedong? Vote Bloomberg!
Vote Bloomberg!
You don't even know what a communist is, you fucking conservative piece of shit.
Listen. When I was a little boy, my brother was like, hey.
It's times like these. What is your line?
All right.
My brother was like, hey.
I think we gotta let this squid fuck us.
Jesus. We might as well just submit to it. You know, I feel like the democratic process is a fraud. And there's not even gonna be a vote. The squid is gonna probably try and destroy the USS Apocalypse again. And it's one of those things that generally, if it was to be conveyed to an audience on the radio, there would be a sound effect to accompany it.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, Jesus, that squid is pissed off. It sure does look like the
political
process that America has.
No, I'm not pissed off.
Again.
I'm laughing at you.
Oh, boy.
This was real funny why I let you talk and play fake debate. Like, I was going to kill you if you don't give me the Bloomberg anyways. Ah ha ha! I am now wrapping my tentacles around your neck and up your butthole.
God, it's so slimy, Jesus Christ, yet I'm so intrigued.
I'm going to put one down your throat and one up your butt until they connect in your stomach and do a little dance.
Are you laying eggs? Is that what's going on?
I'm going to lay eggs in your little girl. Tell me I'm on the Bloomberg campaign.
Oh, I don't know, dude, is this usually how, JBR, how was your interview with the Bloomberg campaign?
Tell me I'm on the Bloomberg campaign.
On?
Well, I mean, a giant squid raped me to death, and you know, I mean,
reborn you,
you
mind, a capitalized hero.
I don't really
want
to talk about it on the radio.
And you were resurrected, and then you had to sign like a devil deal with them. Is that
yeah,
some shit, right?
Yeah, the whole night.
Oh,
it's
boy, those
bad.
Squids sound like they're getting a lot closer to the hull. Oh, Jesus, they're trying to talk to us. Oh God, they're trying to send a message.
This is too trippy.
They're trying to send a message to us. Jesus Christ. What's going on, guys? I'm really worried. I think that the squid are gonna... Listen, squid ambassador. Can you tell the squid to lay off and not kill us?
No.
And to stop playing soft rock?
No.
Jesus, it looks like that squid left.
Oh, God, sorry, guys. I always have to hide when the squid come. I just, like, can't
yeah,
even
yeah,
with
that's
them.
That's okay, Maxine. It's good to have
no,
you back.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
the
no,
squid
it,
has left,
it passed. It passed. And we're going to
so
get
our lives
gonna get
are
the
safe?
Fuck out of here. Yeah, to no squid
call.
Territory.
And the Bloomberg campaign is still yeah. untouched by squid tentacle?
Still
yeah.
untouched. It's still paying us fucking mad money.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
man, he's going to
yeah.
win. He's going to be daddy.
Pussy, money, weed.
Yeah.
Pussy, money, weed.
And he's going to just open himself up on stage when he wins. And we're going to get to all go on a journey with him. It's going to be so good. Listen, guys, you know, I feel...
Wait, you said he left.
Oh, shit.
I feel pretty good,
fuck.
Guys. Guys, I feel like things are going to be very good.
Up your butthole!
Oh!
Oh, shit!
Up your
oh,
butthole!
Shit, it's got me! Oh.
Down your mouth
fuck.
Hole!
Oh,
down your mouth
no,
hole!
No, God.
Johnny B. Roll!
Beats in the
no.
middle!
Quickly!
Oh,
rip
it hurts so bad!
In the middle!
Oh, that's Bernie perfect. Sanders was right!
Why,
oh, Bernie
I
Sanders.
Am your boss!
No.
Fuck you! Dead,
no.
dead.
Johnny B. Roll. Johnny B. Roll, you're fucked! The squid is gonna take you under!
I shouldn't have voted for
oh,
Michael Bloomberg!
Oh, now I have another body to make
Johnny
my puppet!
Quickly, Johnny B. Roll, you gotta
shit.
Do something!
I shouldn't have let Bloomberg control all of my actions and subvert all of my
you
beliefs.
That's
systems.
What I do, I'll turn you into my puppet!
You can't undo it, though! It's
I'll
not
put my squid up your butthole.
But listen, Johnny B. Roll, I need you to do something before
you'll
the squid
have 10
you
seconds.
What is it?
I need you to rip off your
seconds.
Scrotum and throw it to me so that you can have children.
Eight
so that
seconds.
You can have kids. Well, we
seven
had the
seconds.
Oh God, Tom.
Oh
six
God,
seconds.
Come from your balls.
Oh God,
we'll
five
come
seconds.
From your balls, Johnny B. Roll. And
four
we'll make you a
seconds.
We'll
three
make you a
seconds.
Child.
Do it.
2 seconds.
Rip off your balls.
I did.
1 second.
I'll take this bloody sack. And I'll make you babies, Johnny B. Roll.